Then Tobit finished giving thanks. He was 58 years old when he lost his sight. After 8 years, he received it again. He gave alms and he feared Yahuwah Elohim more and more, and gave thanks to him. Now he grew very old, and he called his son with the six sons of his son, and said to him, "My child, take your sons. Behold, I have grown old, and am ready to depart out of this life. Go into Media, my child, for I surely believe all the things which Jonah the prophet spoke of Nineveh, that it will be overthrown, but in Media there will rather be peace for a season. Our kindred will be scattered in the earth from the good land. Jerusalem will be desolate, and the house of Elohim in it will be burned up and will be desolate for a time. Elohim will again have mercy on them and bring them back into the land, and they will build the house, but not like to the former house, until the times of that age are fulfilled. Afterward, they will return from the places of their captivity and build up Jerusalem with honor. The house of Elohim will be built in it forever with a glorious building, even as the prophets spoke concerning it. And all the nations will turn to fear Yahuwah Elohim truly and will bury their idols. All the nations will bless Yahuwah, and his people will give thanks to Elohim, and Yahuwah will exalt his people, and all those who love Yahuwah Elohim in truth and righteousness will rejoice, showing mercy to our kindred. And now, my child, depart from Nineveh, because those things which the prophet Jonah spoke will surely come to pass. But you must keep the Torah and the ordinances, and show yourself merciful and righteous, that it may be well with you. Bury me decently, and your mother with me. Don't stay at Nineveh. See, my child, what Aman did to Achiahaurus who nourished him, how out of light he brought him into darkness, and all the recompense that he made him. Achiahaurus was saved, but the other had his recompense, and he went down into darkness. Manasses gave alms and escaped the snare of death which he set for him, but Aman fell into the snare and perished. And now, my children, consider what alms does and how righteousness delivers. While he was saying these things, he gave up the ghost in the bed, but he was 158 years old. Tobias buried him magnificently. When Anna died, he buried her with his father. But Tobias departed with his wife and his sons to Ecbatana, to Raguel his father-in-law, and he grew old in honor, and he buried his father-in-law and mother-in-law magnificently, and he inherited their possessions and his father Tobit's. He died at Ecbatana of Media, being 127 years old. Before he died, he heard of the destruction of Nineveh, which Nebuchadnezzar and Ahasuerus took captive. Before his death, he rejoiced over Nineveh.